Hey, all. I'm going to take a look today at two short little parables in Luke chapter 13, starting in verse 18. He said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches. And again he said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour until it was all leavened. So two very short parables that Jesus gives here, again, in this collection of teaching that has to do with discipleship, has to do with the days to come as Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And so let's look at what's going on with these two parables. They're obviously interconnected. They're given together. And they're parables of the kingdom. Remember, the kingdom is God's activity in the earth. And Jesus came saying, the kingdom is near. You can enter. You can be a part of it. You can participate in the kingdom. So a few things. He says, first, this mustard seed. Something worth noting about the mustard seed is Jesus says it's like a tree when it's planted. It's a very small seed, and then it becomes like a tree. Actually, mustard bushes only get to be 8 to 10 feet, so it's not what we would usually qualify as a tree. And the seed isn't necessarily the smallest of all seeds that there are, but it is a small seed. And this image of the mustard seed and the image of a man planting a garden is obviously a very biblical image. God planted a garden in Eden. In fact, I would say one of the things we see God constantly doing is gardening. Jesus comes and says, I'm the vine. My Father is the vine dresser. He's the gardener. Jesus gives tons of parables about gardening. This particular image, though, and some of the wording here about the mustard seed go back to several places in the Old Testament, particularly Ezekiel 17. There, God describes Babylon as an eagle that come and plucks up a plant and plants it in Babylon, and another eagle trying to come and plant this same plant in Egypt. Ultimately, it is there a parable about exile. Israel is to receive exile into Babylon, not to try to go and seek shelter in Egypt. And if they do that, God will then later take a shoot from Babylon and plant it on the highest of the mountains. This is meant to be Jerusalem. And that shoot will grow to become a tree in which the nations will come to take shelter. So I think Jesus is here hinting at, he's using the image of a mustard seed and its change in size to point to the image of what God wants to do to make the people of God a refuge and a place where people from all nations can come and learn. There'll be shade for many nations. Then we move to the image of leaven. Now remember, leaven is a mixed image in Scripture. So for example, in the Old Testament, when they left Egypt, they were to get rid of all leaven. And celebrating the Passover, they were to get rid of all leaven because they didn't have time for their bread to rise because they left in haste. In other Jewish festivals, leaven is a positive image. Earlier in Luke, he's used leaven to say, watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And the point there seems to be they look good on the outside, but eventually what's on the inside comes out and it's not good. It's not the fruit that God is looking for. The point, again, of leaven is that it's something that is hidden, it's not obvious, but in time it does dramatic things. And again, if you've never experienced taking leaven and putting it in dough or in flour and water and seeing what it does in a couple hours' time, it's really remarkable. So I would suggest there's at least two lessons that Jesus is trying to draw about the kingdom from these images. First is one of patience. Right, a seed is not something that you get to grow immediately. We love to take seeds and put them in, you know, Ziploc bags with wet paper towels so that we can let kids see them grow. But we also know that those usually don't go on to become a plant. So it takes time, it takes patience, and the kingdom of God, in other words, Jesus is saying, is not for people who demand immediate results. It's something where you have to be patient and wait. I think the other thing that Jesus is trying to teach from this is that we should not judge by what we see, by what we measure with our eyes. A mustard bush, to most people, would be described as a bush. But I think Jesus is saying, in actual fact, we're not to judge it by what it appears to be, but we're to judge it by what God says it is, namely, a tree for shade for all nations. And so Jesus is using these two ideas of patience and of not judging by what we see to understand how we work with the kingdom. We should patiently cooperate with kingdom activity, knowing that in time, and maybe long after we're gone, it will bear fruit. Also, we should never judge by what we see. And I think if you go back through the scripture and think about this idea, both of these ideas, you'll see that this is the way God has been working from the beginning. God calls Abraham and Sarah. At the death of Abraham, nobody would think, oh yeah, this family here, they're going to change the entire world for millennia to come. But that is precisely what has happened. Nobody would have looked at Ruth the Moabitess and thought, oh, this woman is going to be a great-great-grandmother to a king and in the line of Jesus. But God took this Moabite woman and a faithful Jewish man and put them together, and their marriage was key to what God was doing in history. And so I think Jesus is teaching about the way that God always works so that we know that we are to patiently give ourselves to the work that God gives us to do and consider that sowing, and that we are to realize that some of the things that are going to come from that we may not see for a long time. And also, he's encouraging us never to judge by just what we see on the surface. It may look like a bush to us, in God's eyes it's a tree. These churches in the book of Revelation probably thought of themselves as rather pathetic little collections of losers. And Jesus comes along and says, no, you're my lamps in the earth. You're my light in the earth. So may we learn to follow the one who, as the prophets say, was not impressive to look at, but who, it turns out, is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the coming judge of every person who has ever lived. And may we learn to work and cooperate with him in his quiet, often hidden work that will one day bear fruit to the glory of God. Amen.